Hello, this is Lino Cadell, and this is my spoken evaluation. So I'm going to start off with context. Have you written a proposal for for the project you have produced? Has this changed, and have you written an amended proposal, which includes research and references? Yes, I have. And yes, it has changed. The whole plan changed. So at the start, I wanted to do motorbikes, people riding their motorbikes and going to enjoy a Diet Coke. But unfortunately, due to, well, it got dark earlier due to it being winter, and yeah, people just timings and stuff, it wouldn't work out properly. So yes, the plan did change. And for research references in my proposal, yes, I actually I used quite a few, such as like market share of Diet Coke and like the differences between so the plan changed, as I said, due to weather and people, like cast couldn't come. But I think the alternative worked out quite well because it was quite short and sweet instead of prolonging the filming, and I got it done quite quickly, so it worked out fine for me. Anyway, next up is research. Have you looked at a vast range of research sources? What are the sources, and how does the research relate to your project? So my research, I did quite a lot of audience research. So for starters, I did a, well, I got a group of 16 people, 8 in each group, 8 boys, 8 girls, and I just asked them if they enjoyed Diet Coke or not, and literally just a straight answer, yes or no, and turned out more girls liked it than boys. So that was sort of like, I was just trying to see in the same like range of like who likes it, what gender, what does it influence, etc. And also for audience research as well, I had to look at a lot of past advertisements, such as the old ones, such as the 11 o'clock break one, Diet Coke break, which shows women watching a man drinking a Diet Coke, of course. And it's 11 o'clock every day, they remember it. And it's also like, it's sort of like ogling over a man. That's the same sort of like thing. Well, this sort of thing that was getting shown back in the 80s. So, and it's very much changed now. So we're trying to implement the same sort of like positive standard that they have nowadays. Because, well, such as in the advert, Just Because for Diet Coke, it's very positive. It's not just man, woman orientated. It's everyone's included. Old people, young people, middle-aged people, black people, white people, gay people, all of the above, which is really the message that should be sent out nowadays due to, like, I don't know, everyone should just be included, in my opinion. It would make it so much easier. So, yeah, that's part of the research that I did. Yeah, I think that really helped with the influence of my my actual advertisement in itself, because the slogan I chose was "Be Yourself," because, well, everyone in the advertisement opened the can differently, and everyone in the advertisement was different. They weren't similar people at all. 2 boys, 1 girl. But yeah, very, very different ways of opening the can, and yeah, I thought this was good. Moving on to problem solving. How has your research helped you to develop your project? Identify key ideas that came from using research. So one key idea, obviously, as I mentioned before, was including everyone, keeping it very like upbeat, happy, go lucky, sort of keeping it more so to today's standards, compared to how they would have done it, just man, compared to like woman ogling over a man. Everyone's included, there's no ogling over anyone, everyone's just happy, enjoying life. So I thought that sort of research of looking at the old advertisements really did influence mine. So yeah, next up we have planning and production. What have you used to help plan and develop your creative media production project? So to help plan, Well, obviously, a lot of research at the start of the project. That's the only way you can really get an idea of what you want to do with the project. So, yeah, at the start of the project, there was a lot of research, past advertisements, like past slogans, celebrity endorsements, etc. Like all of that put into one. And just research very much helped, like the whole planning process of what I wanted to film, how I wanted to do it, how like I wanted it to feel, and like how long I wanted it to be, how I wanted it to be seen, like how other people saw my work, how it came out, you know, just as a positive message. Next up, we have practical skills. How have you used materials, processes, and technical skills to produce your creative media production project within the time scale? So obviously technical skills, filming, audio, etc. For this project itself, I actually didn't use audio. I just put music over it because I wanted it to sort of be like a, just doesn't need like speaking is the sort of advert I was going for. And going back on Premiere Pro again, obviously I haven't used that in a good bit of time, but I know what I'm doing with that. So, but yeah, going back onto that, that's a practical skill, technical skill that I needed to remember to use. Using a little clip grab to use different sounds, different music, etc. I feel like this really helped the creativity side, because like after learning or remembering what I could about Premiere Pro, Photoshop as well, did quite a few Photoshop workshops with Demos, and I felt like they really helped me. And also InDesign as well, because we made a magazine cover, and I feel like this really helped us understand how they are presented and how they should be presented and how it works in the industry of magazines and like newspapers and all of that sort of thing, press. So next up is reflection. Have you written an ongoing reflective comments in your reflective journal for research, development, experimentation and ideas? Discuss key points where reflective thoughts influenced your project. So a lot of reflective thoughts are in my head at the moment, because there is a lot of things I do want to change, such as the length of the advert, different shots I'd like to change, maybe just add some more effects. So in my advertisement I did some slow motion effects when people were drinking from the can, but there was one scene I didn't quite do it properly. I didn't do it, and I feel like it looked good if I added it, so I'm going to add that eventually. Also looking at what I wrote when I first started thinking about what I wanted to do for this project, and then looking at what I've done now, it's a very big jump from what I wanted to do compared to how it is now. So I feel like obviously ideas are going to change over time, which is, it happens to everyone. It's how advertising works. You're never just going to stick to one plan, because you're always just going to always going to change it up, always add different things, make it better, or sometimes make it worse, you know. So it's never going to be perfect. Experimentation ideas, yes. Did a lot of like practical research where I wanted to take pictures of the can with water on it with different backgrounds. So we used a reflective board, so we had a gold and a silver one. I felt like the gold made it pop because it was more of like a warm sun, like a summery sort of vibe, and it was really, really good. Really looked good to the naked eye, so I thought that would be a good poster, print ad, as you will. Also reflective thoughts, definitely could have managed my time better, 100%, due to me I did quite a lot of research, but that didn't leave me a lot of time to think what I wanted to film and stuff like that. So when it came to filming, I was in a bit of a panic, a bit of a rush, but now I know to not take my time and to focus on that as well, not just on research, as in we've got to do everything in this amount of time, so we've got to get it done. So I need to really learn how to manage my time while in a filming week or a couple weeks. So like if I'm filming for a week and I've got it all set out, it cannot change unless it has to. Whereas like if someone needs to go do something cool, they can go and do that, but I still need to film, so I need to find someone to fill in. It's all that sort of stuff, like you can't just wing it, and I felt like I did a bit. But yeah, that's that for reflection. Another one for problem solving. So describe the problems you encountered while doing your project and explain how you overcame them. Identify the key issues and how they were solved. So the main issue for me was, as I said at the start of this, weather and just it getting dark very, very early. So my initial idea was to get people riding their motorcycles and then going to drink a Diet Coke like next to the cliffs and just relaxing. But it didn't really work, didn't go to plan. The people that I needed for cast really did let me down in the sense they weren't on time, so therefore we didn't have a lot of time with the like sun. So yeah, it really wasn't a good idea. So when I had to change my plan, it was really quite distressing for me because I really had this idea set on like I wanted to do the motorcycles and I thought it would look great. I thought like 30 seconds, 45 second max video, but get all the filming done and then edit it the next day. But I looked at the clips the next day and they were grainy, really dark. It didn't really work out for me, so I couldn't use them and I had to reshoot. Because I mean, that is a big problem when you're like a week to do it and the deadline soon and you've just got really bad clips and you don't know what to do. So I felt like I made a good decision into changing the idea, because otherwise it just wouldn't have worked. And then my concluding evaluation for my project is that I really did enjoy this project. I enjoyed having to represent a certain brand, a certain company, and having to make something for them. And I felt like that was my favourite part of the project itself. And I definitely could have done better with time management and also just research, audience research, etc. But yeah, that's all to look back on. And I feel like I could have done a lot better with this project, but I feel like I will get it done. I feel like I will do well with this final major project. That's everything. Thank you.